Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Each week when Friday rolls around, I always feel like it's a little bit of a victory to have made it to Friday. We've made it through the end of the week and whatever circumstances have appeared that week. But there's something about the Friday before a long weekend that just gets me so very excited. There's a little bit of extra lightness in my step, and I think I have an extra day to catch up on things at home, or to read a little bit for fun, or to do whatever it might be that I need or want to do. But Fridays always feel like the whole world is before me. Well, today is the, this weekend is Memorial Weekend, where we have a three-day weekend, and although we are fewer in number because many are traveling, Jesus is here among us. Today and tomorrow, we remember those who have died in service to our country. And today in the church is Holy Trinity Sunday. It's no coincidence that Holy Trinity Sunday is the first Sunday after Pentecost and leads us into the long season of ordinary time. Because it isn't just one person of the Trinity who goes with us into ordinary time and transforms us, but the entire Trinity is at work around us and within us. On this Sunday, we acknowledge and affirm that the Trinity is a mystery, that the Trinity has existed throughout all of time, from eternity to eternity. On this day, we celebrate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and their oneness. Now, the Trinity isn't just some out there abstract concept made up by theologians to confuse people, although this does sometimes happen. The idea of God as three yet one is really about how we experience God in our lives and in the church. We experience God as creator and parent, protector and provider. We experience God as forgiveness and reconciler, co-sufferer in the human condition, one of us. And we experience God as indweller, the one who dwells within us, our companion on our journeys, and the one that enables us to live in ways that honor God. Since the very beginning of Christianity, Christians have been talking about the Trinity, God the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Christians were using this language long before we understood what the Trinity is. Christians were baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit for a couple of centuries before someone said, Hey, what's the deal with this Father, Son, Holy Spirit thing? Do we worship one God or do we worship three? And although that's a gross oversimplification, I think you get what I mean. So bishops and theologians and leaders of the church set to work to figure out the doctrine of the Trinity, to put into words what we believe about the Trinity. They held councils to decide what the official teaching of the church was, and they rejected all of the other ideas as heresies. Now, I could explain for you that God is one being in three persons. I could tell you the Greek terms that the church agreed upon. I could draw you some diagrams and definitions. And although that might be fun for me, I have an idea it might be pretty boring for you. Because the fact of the matter is that precise Greek terminology and complex principles, they're just not that important to most of us as we live out our faith day by day. I know that, and you know that. So then, what do we do with Holy Trinity Sunday? How do we take seriously this Trinitarian faith that we confess without just getting bogged down by the doctrine and the terminology and the concepts? The truth is, no one image can capture what is at heart a mystery. The Trinity is a mystery, and not a mystery like a novel where we're given clues and ultimately we figure out what the mystery is. The Trinity is a mystery in the sense that we could spend our whole lives learning about what the Trinity means and never fully comprehend it or never fully grasp it. And I think that's the truth about God. We so often want to put God in a box and to have the things that we know about God be very black and white. But God is a mystery. God is a mystery. The early church fathers knew the challenges and pitfalls of the mystery of the Trinity, but they were more concerned with who the Trinity is and less what the Trinity looked like. So we have a lot of paintings in church history of what the Trinity is, and none of them fully depict for us what the Trinity is. But these church fathers were more interested in who the Trinity is and not what the Trinity looked like. As I mentioned before, the precise language agreed upon by the early church was that God is one being and one essence with three persons. What I would like to offer you today is one of my favorite ways of thinking about the Trinity, and that is through relationship. Relationship is at the core of who we are as human beings. We are who we are in the context of those relationships. And God, at the heart of who God is a relationship. God isn't some static person sitting up in heaven. God in the Trinity is a relationship that is very dynamic and ever, ever flowing with love. One of the most beautiful explanations I've heard for the Trinity about love is that this eternal relationship that has always existed, we can think about it as God as the one who loves, Christ as the one who's the beloved, and the Holy Spirit is the love that goes between all of them. None of it can exist without the other. God who loves, Christ who is loved, and the Holy Spirit who is the love. And it's always ever moving because none of the persons of the Trinity hoard the love that is given by the other two. But as soon as that love is poured into them, they constantly pour it back out into the other two persons. So it's a relationship that is always experiencing the movement of love. Love is ever flowing between all three persons of the Trinity. No part of this can exist without the other. The Father loves, the Son is the beloved, and the Spirit is the love that links them. Before there was anything else in all of creation, there was God, and we know that God is love, and God was and is and always will be in this relationship of love with God's self. Lover, beloved, and love. Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. And in God's great love, we are invited into the relationship that is love. In love, God created the whole world that God so loves, and we are created in God's image. What this means is that we aren't just created in the image of the Father, and we aren't just created in the image of the Son, and we aren't just created in the image of the Holy Spirit. But we're also created in the image of the Trinity and how the Trinity is always loving itself. And so that image that's imprinted upon us, the image that we bear of God's love ever being flowing through the Trinity, is what we are called to live so that in our relationships, we are always loving others and loving God as God loves God's self in the Trinity. This all means that the relationship of love that the persons of the Trinity in the image that we bear, we are called to be in relationship with God and others and creation in ways that look just like how the Trinity loves itself. We are called to love and to be loved. We are called to live love and to give love and to be God's love in all of our relationships. I know this is all very heady and hard stuff, but at the heart of it is God's love. God's love is given to us by the Father. God's love is given to us by the Son. God's love is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And God's love is given to us by the Trinity, whose love is ever flowing between all three persons and flows to us. That's what we remember and celebrate today. And that's why the Trinity matters to us in our everyday lives. It's because of who God is and what God does that we are who we are and that we're called to be people of love. We are children of God and we are children of love. And our faith is about being called into relationship with others, with God and with creation in ways that mirror and reflect the love that is ever flowing and never ending between all three persons of the Trinity. This is who God is, lover, beloved, and love. And that is the image that we are made in, and that is the name that we are baptized in. Thanks be to God. Amen.